Emler Books presents The German Daughter, written by Marius Gabriel and read by Hannah Brown. Prologue. Oslo, Norway, 1945. Now that the war had ended, she lived a hidden, solitary life. She'd even given birth on her own, or had tried to. Her screams had drawn the old woman from upstairs, who'd hobbled down uninvited and had sullenly helped her through her labour. With the air of someone doing a repugnant task, the old woman had cut the cord and thrust the sticky baby into Liv's arms, then left. Neither of them had said a word to one another through the whole process. The old woman had not returned since. She was left alone with the baby. She'd never expected that she would have to take care of it. Now there was no option. She was stuck with it. She preferred to think of the baby as it, but it was a girl. She'd hoped for a boy. Like a lot of things lately, that hadn't worked out. After the birth, she and the baby slept for a few hours in the blood-stained tangle of the bed. They were both exhausted. The baby was the first to wake. She stirred and whimpered, which brought Liv out of her deep black sleep. For a long time she stared at the strange, red, crumpled creature she had brought into the world. She didn't want it. She didn't want any of it. The baby started to cry. The effect on her body was instantaneous. Her womb contracted in a spasm. She had dreaded having to do this, but again there was no option. She lifted the baby and put it to her breast. Frustratingly, it didn't seem to know what to do. It kept crying, a jagged torment that enraged her. "Come on," she hissed to the squirming blind creature. "Stupid thing, come on! Stupid, stupid thing!" Angrily, she squeezed a little milk into the screaming, toothless mouth. The baby's bleary eyes opened in surprise. It made a comical face, exploring the taste with its tongue, forgetting to cry. It smacked its lips. At last it began to suck, violently and clumsily, on the tender flesh. The first minutes were agony. She endured them with clenched teeth, sweat beading her face and trickling down her neck. She was ready to weep for the life she had lost and the misery she now faced. There was at least some relief in feeling the milk slowly draining. The unbearable, swollen feeling was subsiding. She was appalled by the voracity of the baby. It drank so greedily that it choked on the milk, spluttering and coughing. Liv took advantage of the pause to transfer it to the other breast. It set to work again, and the slow relief of pressure on that side was her reward. She was still exhausted from labour. She let her head loll back, her eyes closing. A dreamy lassitude spread through her body. Strangely, suckling the infant brought a kind of peace, and then sleep. At 3 in the morning, the baby woke up. Exhausted, she forced herself to heat some water on the primer stove, and washed the infant and her own weary person as best she could. She dressed the baby in the tiny suit someone had knitted for it. That made it look more human. She was trapped here with this burden. She had no choice but to make the best of it. She propped herself up on the pillows to suckle. This time, feeding went much better. They both knew what to do now. The relief brought new sensations, better ones, a kind of contentment, a kind of acceptance of the sacrifice she was making for this demanding little stranger who had come out of her body. In the soft light, she studied the curve of the baby's cheek. Somehow, its face...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?